Right, we now move on to application.
We now move on to application number 19/00444/ADV. ADV because it's an advertising one. It's for the retention of a freestanding 6.52 metre tall, non-illuminated sign at the entrance to the Eco Pub. Kelly, can you walk through the plans for us? Kelly Walker, can you show us the plans, please?
Right, thank you, Chairman. So this application does refer to the retention advertisement. So the advert is actually already in existence. As with any planning application or advertisement consent, we can't give any weight or negative impact to the decision, even though the proposal has already been implemented. So the fact the sign is already there, we can't give that any weight in determining the application. With this one being an advert, we look at two elements to assess the application by. One is the visual amenities, and the second element is highway safety issues. So I'm just going to go through some photographs and some plans just to show you the site and the application. So this is the Eco Park site as outlined in red here. So we can see along the south of the application site is Charlton Lane. To the west is the M3 motorway, and then this is the railway line to the east of the site. This is the coastal residential development here. Because there is a railway bridge on Charlton Lane, the residential development is somewhat separate from the Charlton Lane Eco Park site when viewed from Charlton Lane. And the same to the west of the site, there's a motorway bridge on Charlton Lane, which again sort of segregates the site. On the opposite side of the site is a golf club. So the application site itself is located within the green belt, but it has had a long history of refuse facility management, and more recently was given permission as the Eco Park. And more recently, the large building at the front of the site in this location here, the large gasification building, has been completed. And that's the building that you see when you drive past the site, with the tallest part of that building being 19.5 metres. So I'm just going to show you some photographs. This photograph is taken from the entrance to the golf club opposite the site in an easterly direction looking towards the railway bridge. So here's some signage at the golf place, and you can see the railway bridge here. So this is from the same position at the entrance to the golf club looking towards the westerly direction and towards the Eco Park sign. And this is just showing the advertisement at the golf club, and you can see the Eco Park in the distance here. You can see the chimney just here. So this is again closer to the site, Charlton Lane running along here, and further to the west is the motorway bridge. You can see the gasification building here. So this is about 20 metres in this position here, and this is the entrance into the site. And you can kind of see the sign in that position there. So this is taken from the exit position of the site. So this is the exit from the site with Charlton Lane in this position here. And you can see the gasification building in the background. And then this is the signage. The signage is a V shape with the point of the V pointing towards Charlton Lane. So you have a longer element or a taller element on the left-hand side of the sign. And then there's a shorter element on the right-hand side of the sign. So again, this is taken from directly in front of the sign. You can see the point of the sign here. And this element facing towards the entrance into the site has the larger sign which says Eco Park. And then there's a smaller prong which says Welcome to the Eco Park. And again, you can see the large gasification building in the distance. And this is just, again, showing from the entrance into the site here. There's a building in the background and the sign here on the traffic island. So this is showing the sign directly next to it from the entrance into the site, and you can see the Eco sign, Eco Park sign from that position there. So again, this just shows the site. So this is the position of the gasification building here, and then you can see Charlton Lane coming down here, and the sign is approximately in that position there, located adjacent to the highway so that the sign is visible when travelling along Charlton Lane. This shows it slightly more detail. So the front of the building is in this position here. Charlton Lane is in this position here. And this is the traffic island, and the sign is located towards the back of that traffic island. The top plan shows that traffic island, the Eco Park, is here, and Charlton Lane is here. So this is the top of the traffic island, and you can see the position of that V-shaped sign in that location here. So the point of the V is located towards Charlton Lane, and if you look at the middle sign, this one here, this is the point of the V, and then you've got the two prongs in effect going towards the site. So this is the side of the sign as you enter the site with the 6.5 metre Eco Park sign, and then this is the prong as you leave the site, which is lower. So the proposal, as I say, is considered against both visual amenity and highway safety. The County Highway Authority have raised no objection on highway safety grounds. And in addition, although the sign is tall, it is seen with the context of the large site. In particular, it has a large gasification facility building behind it, which is 20 metres at its highest point. And because of this, we consider that it won't appear, or it doesn't appear, visually obtrusive in the street scene, and it does pay due regard to the site at which it's advertising. So therefore, we consider that in this particular location, this sign is not visually obtrusive and is considered to be acceptable on visual amenity grounds. So therefore, it's considered to be acceptable both on visual amenity and highway safety as per the requirements of the MPPF, and therefore the application is recommended for approval. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for that, Kelly. There are no public speakers on this one, so the item is now with the committee. Councillor Harvey.
I move to accept the recommendation of the planning officer.
Thank you, Councillor Seiler.
Secondly, Chairman.
Thank you, Councillor Harvey.
I believe this is an industrial area, and perhaps you could explain a little bit more about advertising, the permission that we're giving. But I'm not sure what we're able to do here. I personally find it quite offensive that there is such a large...
Yeah, I think the issue here is the, as it were, the advertising. If it was a green obelisk, would that just come under planning permission, and that would be the County Council that would give it planning permission, but because it has Eco Park on it, then council's being an advertisement, and therefore it needs the advertisement consent as well.
The application for the Eco Park was a county application because of the type of development it is. Any advertisement consent is in the jurisdiction of Spelcombe Council. So therefore, although the Eco Park site itself was a Surrey decision, because it's an advert, because it has lettering on it or pictures, they count as an advert, it requires advertisement consent through Spelcombe Council. But what we're looking at really is the sign itself in terms of the context of the site, and is it acceptable in this location in terms of its visual amenity. Obviously, if that was down a residential street, it wouldn't be acceptable, but from our point of view, when we're looking at the site context of where it is located, we consider it isn't visually obtrusive because the building behind it is so large, as is the site. So as the context it's seen within, we think visually it's acceptable in this particular location, in this particular site.
Thank you. As Kelly says, the things we can look at with this is the impact of that proposed signage for highway safety and amenity issues, and the highway safety grounds have been covered by the County Council. So we're looking at amenity issues, which, as Kelly was saying, it's in that context. How does it fit in that context? And then that's an issue of, is it that's up to members to decide how they feel it sits in that context of where it is. So, councillors, I've got councillor Sider, councillor Noble, then councillor Dunn, and councillor Lagdon. Yes, councillor Dunn. Yeah, I've got two. And then councillor Chandler. So it's councillor Sider, councillor Noble, councillor Dunn, councillor Lagdon, councillor Spawn, councillor Chandler. Councillor Sider.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, this transfer station has been there since 1940. So I would have thought that by this time, somewhat 80 years later plus, that everybody would know where it is. And we really didn't need another sign, did we? So why is it there? Well, the residents themselves in and around that area have had to face this eco park, which nobody wanted in the first place. They look at a big tower already, which is, from their dwellings, larger than Nelson's Column itself. So, and also, this application is for another nail in their coffin, really. It's an encroachment on the Green Belt, where the eco park, and I don't conform with the word eco, because I don't think it is already in the Green Belt, and I think this is an encroachment. But I understand that it is not considered to be an appropriate development. However, the sign which we're considering now is 1.5 times the size of a London bus. And as far as I'm concerned, it sets a precedent for around the borough, and I've been here a long while, I've never seen a sign or an advertisement sign on its own like that anywhere in the borough. So I disagree with the County Highway Authority regarding highway safety. Surely the attraction would be to take drivers having a look as they go past, they see this sign out the corner of their eye and look what it is. So, and there are no policies in the core strategy of the borough, and policies DPD of the 2009, which referred to advertisements. However, the NPPF does refer to advertisements, and that's quoted at para 1232 in the report. So, with regard to visual amenity, I believe that it is out of place. The golf club opposite has no such signs, and when that site that with the photograph was put up, you saw a lot of vegetation, you saw trees. Right in the background, you saw the tower, right? So, as far as I'm concerned, this is still, I regard this as a semi-rural area. And the report acknowledges that the sign is large and overall in height of 6.52 metres, which of course does make it visible. And I hardly think that anybody needs a sign to make sure the eco park is there. So it's out of keeping with the local area. I think it would harm the visual amenity of the Green Belt. I'd like to hear what other members say, but I won't be supporting this recommendation. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you, Michael. Councillor Sider, I just need to point out to you that the need for a sign and the history of the site are irrelevant considerations for this particular matter, as the officer has advised what the constraints are and what the context of this particular application is.
Okay, Councillor Noble.
I worked 35 years in advertising and marketing, and one of the key things would be for any advertisement is who is the target audience. I won't cover some of the comments that Councillor Sider has mentioned because he's covered some of my points, but as been pointed out, with its location, that road itself leads you up to the reservoirs and through the village or back down towards Halliford. There are only three premises on that road. There is the golf club and the car wash. There is the garden centre, which is the other side of the M3 bridge, and there is the eco park. Now, as Councillor Sider said, everybody knows that is where it is. So the question is it a sign so people know where the eco park is? Because actually, we can see it from about 4 miles away, so you don't really need it. Or is it an advertisement for the eco park? And the question would be, who are they advertising to on that road? So I think The sign is extremely large. It's extremely bright. It's unnecessary. Even if it was rusted metal and so it was more of a sculpture, I might consider it in keeping with the area. But the thing is totally out of scale and unnecessary. It isn't a sign to get you into the park. It's there when you're there. And therefore, I question, who are they advertising to and why?
Councillor Noble, I just directed to my comments I made to Councillor Sider a moment ago. The necessity for the sign isn't a matter which you can take into account in this application.
Councillor Dunn.
Thank you,
Chair. I agree with both of my colleagues that this sign is totally inappropriate in the place it is. Now, what I would like to ask Mrs. Walker, when it originally went to Surrey County Council for its original approval, was there a sign approved at the time of the original application?
Well, Surrey County Council can't approve advertising consent.
No, not for advertising, just a sign.
Well, this sign was part of that original application, so that's why the Eco Park thought they had permission for it and erected it. So,
and they specified at the time of the original planning application the size, the shape.
I understand these were the actual drawings submitted with the application, so it's the same.
So it's exactly the same as the original planning application.
No, Malcolm.
The sign was inside the fenced area, not outside.
Yeah, Mr. Walker, can you? You've got the original application.
No, I don't have the original application. This was the drawings that were submitted that include elements of the original application, including the fencing and the gates. This is. That was my understanding of it. That this, because on the drawings submitted with the application, they show a number of elements that don't just include the sign. They include fencing and gates to the site with my application for this sign. So therefore, it was as shown in the application for the county. However, the county can't give permission for an advertisement because it's not their jurisdiction to do so.
Yeah, and I think that's what it is, that they came up with this, with the proposal, gave the planning permission, but didn't realise that they also needed advertisement consent. And as I was referring to earlier, if it had just been an obelisk, not an advertisement, then it wouldn't come to us. It would be the county planning would have approved it as an obelisk outside the front of the building, but because it's got writing on it, it therefore becomes an advertisement, and then we're here to give it advertising consent or not.
Chairman, can I just remind all members again that the history of the site is not a material consideration. It's not a relevant consideration for this application. You're looking, as the officers have directed you, to the visual amenity and highway safety.
Can I just clarify, though, we're still allowed, as an advertisement, to have some say in the actual design of the advertisement?
As you've already advised, it's purely on visual amenity and highway safety, and they're the only two issues that you can consider with this application tonight.
And design relates to visual amenity.
Yeah, there are, in the National Planning Policy Framework, it's got states like, in determining applications, great weight should be given to outstanding or innovative designs which promote high levels of sustainability or help raise the standard of design more generally in an area, as long as they fit in with the overall form and layout of their surroundings. That was the issue being raised by the officers, that this it's basically outside a 20 metre high metal incinerator building. It comes under the amenity aspect of it, as to how do we feel that it sits in the area as it is, given that that's an industrial context.
So, are we down to this subjective idea that we were talking about last night? It's as to whether or not we feel it is appropriate and sits within the street scene.
Certainly, Chairman, so you, Chairman, in response to that question, it's the street scene, and as Mrs. Walker's pointed out, it's the context in relation to the site behind it, which all forms part of the street scene.
Okay, Councillor Langton.
As my comments were going to be around the fact that this is not an ecological site and it's essentially a massive incinerator, I don't have any comments because that's not what we're being asked. So, yeah, on the grounds of it being obtrusive, unnecessarily large, and bright, horrifically bright and like lime green or anything, it's going to make anyone think it's more ecological. So, yeah.
Right, Councillor Spall, Councillor Chandler, and then Councillor Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In some ways, I feel that I could approve of this sign because it stands for everything that's wrong with the Eco Park. It's upside down. You can't really understand it, and if you drive past, you will probably have an accident because you're trying to understand something that starts at the bottom and ends at the top. And as such, it really does reflect a lot of the thinking behind the Eco Park.
Thank you, Councillor. Right button only on that one, otherwise you bleep. Councillor Chandler.
Thank you, Chairman. Most of my questions, Councillor Noble has covered already. So I just want to ask, is this has an illumination as well? This sign, illuminate?
Is it illuminated?
No, it's not illuminated.
It's not.
There was a bit of a mistake. On the original proposal they put in, they said it was illuminated. Then the question was, well, how is it illuminated? And they said it isn't. And then a revised application came through saying it wasn't illuminated at all. So it is not an illuminated sign. No.
Because everyone is thinking if we are passing through and we will see the sign, we can make accident or anything. Mm-hmm. It's like that. If it is not illuminated, then... It's okay.
Yeah, it isn't an illuminated sign.
Thank you.
Okay, Councillor Harvey.
Ms. Walker, you said it was the context of the site behind it. So are we... That's what you just said about the site. So because the site behind it is enormously large, that means they can have this large site, does it?
Pretty much. When we look at advertising consents, we do look at the concept of how that sign is seen in the street scene. So this sign would not be acceptable in a lot of places, particularly down residential streets, and we refuse or recommend for refusal much smaller signs in... much more sensitive areas. So the whole reason why we recommended this for approval in terms of its visual impact is we're saying this particular site can take a sign of that particular size given the context of the buildings and the use of the site. It wouldn't be acceptable in a lot of places within the borough.
Yeah, well, so I think on the way up to the airport there's some big signs saying the Newlands Garden Centre and that, but because it's then it is the context of how you see the sign as that you have to look at it. So if that sign was outside the equivalent of the local S1 village shop, then it would just be completely out of character and wouldn't be right. So we're looking at it in the context of the site that it's representing and the area it's in. So, Councillor Buttar.
Thank you, Chair. My concern is the size of this sign, and just extending the issues raised by Councillor Chandler. If this sign, if we approve it because of the large size of it, if we approve it, is it possible that in the future they could use it for something else and they don't need a permission? And if that is the case, because this is between the two very big roads, and we know how the advertising world works, and they would like to capitalize, and there's a lot of, I think there's a risk behind here. So my question is, can this be used without our permission? They could just use the size of it.
Ms. Walker.
Sorry,
Ms. Fox.
They couldn't change the sign without further advertising consent. I'm not sure what you've got in mind in terms of alternative use.
Fighting for the light. The sign can be used for something else to advertise instead of eco.
Yeah, what Councillor Butter was thinking of, that if you've got advertising consent for a sign, can the county next week stick British Telecom on the sign as an advert? But we're giving permission, I suspect, for specifically what that sign says.
Yeah, we're approving the details of the sign. If something minor was to change on the sign, that could probably be done as part of the same proposal. But if it's changing the sign for a different company logo, then that would be materially different to what this application is. It would need its own advertisement consent.
And for you, Chairman, if the members would find it helpful, we could add a condition onto the planning permission listing the plans that have been approved. So those are the plans that have been approved, and as Mrs. Walker said, if not any other sign is erected, then it would be contrary to those plans.
Okay, Councillor Nicholls.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We've been told that this is purely on visual amenity and highway safety. Setting aside the fact that I get road rage every time I drive past, there's not been a planning objection. We're told the visual amenity depends on the context. The context that we're told is that because the building behind it is ugly, that's acceptable within the context. If the context is the green belt, I would argue it's not acceptable. So it depends on your definition of context. And I think we as a committee have to decide whether we regard this as continuing to be the context of Greenbelt, or whether we accept the so-called eco-incinerator park, whatever it is, as actually being an industrial site. And I think it's actually Greenbelt.
Thank you. It is clear it isn't the Greenbelt, but Mrs. Spinks.
Just really picking up through you, Chairman, of the point, it's the green belt isn't really something you should refer to. It's more, it's not the function of the green belt, it's more the visual amenity. If you feel the visual amenity of the area is such that the character is different from other areas, that's what you need to focus on, not the function of the green belt. So it's a visual amenity in that locality and the highway safety.
Council, advise councillors, ill feeling towards the Eco Park, what it's called, what it does, is not a relevant consideration for this application. You're here to consider the advertisement control element only, which is visual amenity and highway safety. Thank you.
Yeah, and that's specifically stated in the National Planning Policy Framework. Councillor Butter.
If we are considering the element of advertising, isn't that the sign is misleading? Because if the sign is not what it is. So if we're just looking on the sign itself, not anything else, then I think the sign should be approved because it's misleading.
No, unfortunately, that's not something that we can look at. We're basically looking at, it's called the Eco Park by Surrey County Council. Whether or not one agrees that it is eco or not, that is what they're putting on the sign, but we can't refuse it because it can be considered to be misleading. Once again, it goes back to the highway safety and visual amenity, but one can't say equivalent if there was a sign up there for a particular shop, I don't like that shop, and therefore, because I'm not going to approve it, it's an advertising sign that we're looking at. We don't get these come before us very often. But as Mr. Graham was saying, it is looking at this
particular application in the context of where it is, not what's written on it as such, but the it's whether it's the visual amenity and highway safety grounds. Right, we've got any other councillors wish to speak on this one? Councillor Harvey?
Can we change the colour of it? Because it, the incinerator's stainless steel. And they want this. This is. Sorry, can we change the
colour? No, we can't do that on the fly. I think it originally was going to be red. But,
well, the backdrop is stainless steel.
We're stuck with what's in front of us.
We determine the application, yeah. We're determining the application. We can't... if we were to design by committee, these meetings would go on even longer than they seemingly do.
Councillor Nicholls.
It's a very interesting point that Councillor Harvey makes. Yes, the backdrop is from one particular angle, stainless steel, but from many, many other angles, the backdrop is the green, small g, Greenbelt.
Yeah, it's the. I mean, this is the issue. It's the context of the sign, and any sign at the entrance to any site will have a completely different backdrop when you're coming out the site to if you're going past or going in. That's just the nature of the beast being at the front of the site. Right, Councillor Dunn, and then I think we'll move to the vote.
Are we allowed to consider within, obviously you're just saying we cannot change the colour, but I mean this is an advertisement which is advertising Spelthorne, isn't it? This is representing us as a borough, so surely we should have some say in how it actually puts us forward as a borough.
No, what we have to look at is what is before us. And that is the sign that the County Council, through Sewage, I don't know quite the link of how they're doing it, but that is the sign that the County Council are putting in an application for. And we have to make a decision on, as Ms. Graham said, we have to make a decision on what is before us tonight. Okay. We will now move to the vote. The recommendation was to approve. All those in favour of that motion, please show.
One, two, three, four.
Okay, that's four. Those against?
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Yes, refused.
Okay, that's nine.
So no, that's the refusal. That means the approval has been turned down. Right, now they're going to put the motion for refusal.
So that motion then has fallen. So now, apart from Councillor Harvey and myself, members will have to come up with a recommendation for something else apart from approval. It's up to members. Councillor Sider.
Thank you, Chairman. I move that this recommendation should be refused on the grounds of amenity, visual amenity, and highways.
No, not highways, it's no reference to highways.
Well, the highways, but
I can't add any further other than that what was in the report expressed by the officers.
Mrs. Spence.
Through you, Chairman, I think most of the conversation, from what I've heard, seems to be around the size of the building, the size of the advert, and its location and the materials. I think if you look at those reasons, then we could link that into the paragraph 132 of the MPPF. I think highway safety is more problematic because of the no objection from the highway authority, whereas amenity is something which you can have an opinion on. So I think, in my view, you should focus on those areas. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah. And the paragraph 132
it's too big, it's too green.
Referred to was
Yes. That would help us.
The character and quality of places can suffer when advertisements are poorly sighted in design. So are your objections on the size of it and the colour of it?
And its prominence.
And its prominence. Councillor.
Councillor Sider.
Councillor Sider, are your objections on the...
I agree with that, Chairman.
Right, OK, so your recommendation is to refuse on visual amenity due to the size, colour and prominence of the sign.
Yes.
Is that seconded?
Do you have a seconder?
Councillor Noble.
Yes, Councillor Noble.
I'm happy to second that motion. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, that's what's on the table. Any members wish to speak to that? Yeah, Mr. Spinks will just read out the formal version of what Councillor Sider is proposing.
The advertisement, by reason of its size, materials and prominent location, would have an adverse impact on the visual amenity of the locality, contrary to paragraph 132 of the MPPF, February 2019.
Okay, so that's the specific motion that we're voting on. Those in favour of that motion, please show.
Are we not debating it?
Well, their members wanted to speak for us.
Fair enough.
So, and I think that's carried. So, there are no urgent items tonight, therefore I declare the meeting closed. Thank you all very much, councillors, for attending, and I think it's not as bad as you might have thought it was.